This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. State senators walked out of budget talks this morning because House leaders invited educators to speak. Lawmakers in Raleigh continue to battle over the budget. One of the largest items on the table is the state's Medicaid system. Lynn Bonner is a reporter for the News and Observer who's been covering the debate this morning, and she joins us from Raleigh. Welcome, Lynn.
Thanks for having me.
Lynn, start out, what happened this morning?
Well, we had some drama in the public negotiations. The senators, the Republican senators, walked out of the meeting at the beginning when the House members asked superintendents and teacher and principal to speak on the impact of cutting teacher assistance. The Senate came back after about an hour after the public portion was over, lectured the House members about breaking the rules, said that under their rules, no outsider should talk. But then they moved into the negotiation where they encountered more problems. The House made another offer. The Senate said it hadn't moved at all from what they'd seen from the previous offer. So it looks like we're dug in for a while.
Yeah, it's interesting because just last week we thought the impasse might have broken. The House and Senate, when it looked like they were at a log jam, meet for a kind of a surprise meeting. There is then an open joint session, or I should say a conference committee. And then today it started all over again. So House Senior Chairman Nelson Dollar sort of explained the rationale this morning about why the House wanted to invite these educators to speak. Let's listen.
One of the reasons why we felt it was important to bring folks forward is that if these are going to be public meetings, then let's have some public input. Let's hear from those folks who actually have to operate on the ground that we are putting our children in their hands.
Then, as you said, Lynn, the Senate disagreed. Senator Harry Brown said that, in fact, Representative Dollar was out of line.
Representative Dollar, I appreciate the offer. The only thing I will say is this isn't your committee meeting. It's a joint committee meeting. And before you decide what the rules are going to be, you need to get an okay from the Senate. And earlier today, I told you our position on certain things, and you decided that you were going to be the rulemaker of this committee. And the Senate's not going to allow that to happen. It's a joint committee. It's rules that we both agree on, not just what the House agrees on.
And Senator Brown's colleague in the Senate, Jerry Tillman, agreed and saw this as a delay that's going to, as you suggested, Lynn, keep them there for much longer than he had hoped.
We've called people in this budget process, and we've heard from them on both sides. I think it's time now to make a decision and get the hell out of here.
Right, there we go. Fireworks on Jones Street today. Lynn Bonner is here from the NNO. So where are they now, Lynn? As you say, the Senate senators walked out, then they came back. Where are the negotiations at this point?
Well, now they're talking about the House offer, which has not changed very much from the previous offer, although some of the numbers have been cleaned up. The central issues are still there, Medicaid and teacher salaries. How much the state is going to raise teacher salaries, whether they're going to cut teacher assistance, what they're going to do with Medicaid. There are two big pots of money, two drivers, really, of the state budget. That's education and HHS, principally Medicaid. So they interlock, and essentially they've got to decide two huge issues, and they're not making very much progress at this point.
Well, let's talk about Medicaid, because you and your colleague Joe Neff at the NNO did an extensive analysis of the Medicaid program. Republicans came in saying the system is broken, and therefore, and that was one of the rationales they used for not expanding Medicaid, saying why would you expand a system that is so dysfunctional? You and your colleague Joe Neff took a look at Medicaid system over the past few years and did an analysis. Give us kind of the summary sketch of what it is that you found.
Well, we wanted to take a fuller look at Medicaid, given this idea that was being promoted that Medicaid is broken. But we wanted to break it down and look and say, well, what aspects of it are you talking about? And it turns out that people who are on Medicaid, especially if they are younger people, children and their parents, they get fairly good care because the state has chosen a system where chronic illnesses are really concentrated on. So People who have asthma, they are monitored fairly closely, so to make sure that they're taking their medicines. People who have diabetes are monitored really closely. They have care coordinators to make sure that their blood sugar levels are under control. So there are aspects of the Medicaid program that work very well. There are a fairly high proportion of doctors who accept Medicaid, higher than the national average, and a huge percentage of primary care doctors accept Medicaid, which isn't the case in all states. So that's where Medicaid in the state has been somewhat successful. Less successful is the financial side of it and predicting how much the state is going to spend on Medicaid from year to year. And that's what has confounded legislators for many years. This isn't a new idea that Medicaid is soaking up too much money, but Republicans have chosen to confront it in a much different way to say, well, we have to overhaul the whole system in order to get spending under control.
So this is very interesting. You can analyze this from two points of view. You can take a look at costs, and your report suggests that when it comes to cost, yes, they're really escalating rather quickly, and the state's portion of Medicaid funding is going up faster, and in fact, am I right, in some cases faster than the national average, or has over the past several years.
Oh, absolutely faster than the national average and faster. And the Medicaid portion of the budget is growing much faster than the overall budget. What you hear around here a lot is the phrase budget predictability. There have been some Medicaid budget overruns in the last 4 years that have caused a lot of frustration and anger over here in among the legislators. And they want a system that will allow them to say, for the most part, okay, we've taken care of Medicaid for the year. We know how much it's going to cost. You providers or insurance company manage the money and come back to us next year. And they really haven't had that for years.
And the part that is working or working better than the national average is the number of providers who accept Medicaid, which means more people are covered, and outcomes. Because we're managing especially chronic illnesses, we're seeing fewer people show up in emergency rooms and fewer people having more expensive treatments even on Medicaid because of essentially preventive care or management of their condition. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, especially, as I said, in some of the chronic illnesses. The goal has been to make sure that illnesses don't escalate to the point that people have to go to the hospital with an asthma attack or a problem with diabetes. And when you look at how the Medicaid system for people enrolled there have how that's worked for them, it's worked fairly well and better than for patients in comparable HMOs in other states. So if Medicaid HMOs in other states don't do as well with some kinds of patient care as the system we have here does.
And those who would talk about promote the system we have here point to the way Medicaid is managed in this state, and they say that the success owes a great deal to that kind of management. Talk about how it's managed in North Carolina.
Yes, we have a system called Community Care of North Carolina where the doctors get a set amount of money to basically coordinate care for everyone enrolled, but especially giving a lot of attention to people with certain illnesses. So they hire care coordinators who will actually go into patients' homes to make sure that they're taking their medication properly. I did a story recently where there was a care coordinator who worked with a family where the young girl had severe asthma, and she worked with the landlord to make sure that mold problems were taken care of because mold is an asthma trigger. So these care coordinators go to pretty great lengths to make sure that not just medicine is handled properly, that people are refilling their prescriptions, but also look at environmental factors to make sure that other things in a person's life that could trigger a severe illness are mitigated.
And one of the questions under debate right now in the legislature is whether to go forward with that management system or change it. Give us a summary of what's on the table before the legislature today.
Well, one of the differences in the budget is that both House and Senate and Governor McCrory have agreed that we're going to move away from the system we have now. The question is, what are they going to go to and who's going to manage it? They've decided that the state is going to move away from a fee-for-service system where a provider provides a medical service and is billed for that service. What they want the state to move to is a network of providers gets a set amount of money for the people that they insure, and the entity covering those people has to stay within that budget, and if they don't, they have to eat the losses. Right now, you know, if the Medicaid budget goes over, it's the state and the federal government who are on the hook for the overruns, and the state is tired of that. So they're putting more onus on the providers to stay within set budgets. The question now is, how is that going to look? The House is much more wedded to maintaining some of the community care network that exists. They say that it works. We don't want to break that. And they also want to maintain the mental health system we have, which is managed care in regions.
We're going to have to break it off right there. But thank you so much for your report. Lynn Bonner, a reporter with the News and Observer. You can find a link to the NNO series on Medicaid at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a debut novel by a Chapel Hill author on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio. Broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.